The Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show. A little girl comes skipping down the driveway and into the backyard of 79 Wistful Vista.
Hi, Miss McGee. Hi.
Oh, hello there, Teeny.
What you doing, Master? What you doing? Who not you?
Doing the barbecue.
Oh.
Well, what's so funny?
I thought you ate barbecue.
Well, you do.
Brick one?
Oh, well, this is a barbecue I'm building, and as soon as it's finished, I'm going to barbecue some meat barbecue on this brick barbecue, cutie. Barbecue comes from an old French word, barbe et cue, meaning from the whiskers to the tail.
Oh.
They used to barbecue a whole cow at once in them days. Didn't you, old barbecue? Say yes, barbecue.
Yes, Miss McGee.
Who was that?
Oh, that's my barbecue. I'm building a talking barbecue. Ain't I barbecue?
Yes, Miss McGee.
See? What do you think of that?
Well, gee, Mr. McGee, if you're going to build a talking barbecue, you ought to build one with a stronger voice. They'll say something like this. Yes, Mr. McGee.
Got to get up pretty early in the morning to fool you, eh, sis?
Yeah. Who's that in the barbecue?
Wallace Wimple. He's helping me build it. Here, I'll hold you up so you can say hello. Oops-a-daisy.
Wait. Oh, now I can see him in there. Hi, Mr. Wimple. Hi.
Hello, too.
What you doing inside the chimney, huh?
Helping Mr. McGee's bookmaker. When he put the book in place here, I smeared the mortar on the inside with his trowel.
Why?
Well, if it's hot enough on the inside of the chimney, then we wouldn't get a draft.
And you want to be drafted,
No, I'm afraid I'm a bit too old for that.
If you're too old, why are you afraid?
You're never too old to be afraid. At least I'm not.
Hey, sis, I can't hold you up here all day. You're getting heavier by the minute. Yeah, I've got to let you down. There.
Bye, Mr. Wimple, wherever you are.
Bye, too.
You run along home now, sis. We got to get to work.
Okay.
And look, after this is finished, we're going to have a few friends for a barbecue supper some night. You can come, too.
Oh, boy, goody. If you're going to have your friends for supper, I'll bring my mama's recipe.
Recipe?
Mm-hmm. I heard her say we're going to have my Aunt Gertrude for dinner tonight. I'll let you know how she turns out. Bye, mister.
Go on. Ain't a cute little peck. Well, Wimp, let's get on with the job. What say, boy?
I'm just waiting for you to lay my bricks, Mr. McGee.
Well, first I got to put on a layer of mortar.
Nice. You stir that mortar like peanut butter. Clean.
Well, it ain't easy. Mixing mortar, spreading it, laying bricks, checking them with a level to see if they're level, and checking them with a plumb line to see if they're in line, all with one hand while I read the instruction book with the other. Hold that brick steady with your finger while I mortar it in, will you?
Now, I'm ready. Honey, in this time, let me log it away before you spread the mortar too thick, will you? It's the last thing I have left.
What you mean?
Well, all the lumber are still covered with cement, I can hardly move them. How much higher are you going to build this chimney?
Well, I haven't quite decided yet. 8 or 10 feet's a good height, but I got enough bricks to go on.
And how are the jolly bricklayers doing by now? McGee, where's Mr. Wimple?
He's working as the inside man, Molly. He's in the chimney.
What? Let me see him there. Oh, hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Excuse me for not removing my cap. It's stuck to my head. It was mortar.
Well, Mr. Wimple in there explained something that puzzled me when I looked out the kitchen window.
What do you mean?
Why the barbecue chimney looks so wimple-shaped. Say, how about you boys coming in the kitchen and having a bite of lunch? It's ready.
Well, you won't have to ask me twice. I got an appetite big enough to fit a zoo. How about you, Wimp, old man? Call out and come on in.
Well, I'm not the least bit hungry. Have you folks stay right ahead?
Oh, Mr. Wimple, now you must come in. McGee, you talk to him. I better get back and see if my potatoes are burning.
Come on, Wallace. You mustn't stand on ceremony. You're helping me today, so you got to come in and eat with us, even if you're not hungry.
Oh, I am hungry, Mr. McGee. I'm starving.
Well, then why?
It's these old logs you let me.
What?
I rested up against the wet mortar in the back wall, and now it's dry and it's stuck fast. I couldn't get out of here if I wanted to. And oh, how I wanted to.
Oh, now, don't panic, Wallace. Relax, boy. I'll think of something. I'll figure this thing out. Not on an empty stomach, of course. You just relax, old pal. As soon as I get a bite to eat, I'll be right back. I'll get you. But there's got to be a way to get you unstuck from in that chimney, Wimp. Some way.
Oh, I hope so, Mr. McGee. I do sincerely hope so.
If you just had room to lunge forward and tear the overalls loose from the mortar. Say, how about jumping up and down in there till they pull loose?
Well, your overalls are so big on me, no matter how much I jump, they stand still.
Oh.
Or should I say, they stand still. Mm-hmm. What is overalls, Mr. McGee? Singular or plural?
Well, singular at the top and plural at the bottom. Now, let me see.
It's just my luck that I have to be studying here in the morning. I'd get anything if it was plaster that was holding me.
Plaster? Why?
I'd like to walk into my front door tonight, and when my wife says, "Where have you been?" I'd like just once to say, "Do you think I've been plastered?" Oh, I wouldn't, too. All over the front sidewalk.
You would.
Mr. McGee, you don't leave me.
No. Don't worry, Wimp. I just went to get this box, that's all. I'm going to set this box by the back of the barbecue here, so I can climb up and look down in there.
Oh.
Now I can look at... Oh, yeah, I see where the back of them overalls are stuck. Just let me get hold of...
But what are you doing?
I'm getting a grip on the suspenders. Going to see if I can pull you loose. Now lean forward, Wallace. That's right. Now. One, two, three. Well, that takes care of the top half.
It certainly does. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to get down to the front of the fireplace here and pull the lower half free.
You remember how concerned you were that your chimney might not have a good draft?
Yeah.
You can stop waiting.
Yeah, well.
Roll a green circle tree here, you can use it for a wind tunnel to catch jet planes.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know I'll build a good strong draft, but don't worry. I'll have you loose.
Sergeant, boy! Hello there, Johnny. Where's daughter?
Oh, hi, old-timer. She's in the house.
Hey, what you got there?
This? It's our new...
Barbecue pit, huh? Funny you should mention the barbecue, son. My grandpappy, when he went out west for the gold rush, he was a barbecue artist.
He was, huh?
The greatest.
Yeah?
He was the first man that ever barbecued a buffalo using kerosene. And the last, too.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, but... grandpappy was quite a character.
I'll bet.
He was a miner, 49er. Worked his way into claim jumping, swept that field clean, worked his way on up the ladder to highway robbery, and eventually he went even higher. He was hung.
Good for him.
Yes, it was good for him in some ways, Johnny.
Yeah.
Broke Grandpappy of a lot of very annoying habits, like barbecuing buffalo with kerosene, for one thing. He was the first man that... Hey, I better deliver these groceries.
Yeah, you better do that.
Hey, it's getting heavy. See you later, Johnny.
Okay, now, see, where was I when he came busting through here? He's the most annoying... Oh, I'm sorry, Wimp. You okay in there?
Well, a bit too, Mr.
I'll have you loose from them overalls in two shakes now, boy. Then you can scrunch down and crawl out through the front of the fireplace. In your underwear.
That's a delightful thought. Only, my DVDs are stuck to the mortar too, Mr. McGee.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess the only thing to do is to get my head in through the front of the fireplace here. Now, don't step on my hands now. Keep your feet still.
I won't move. I can reach up behind you and cut the back of the overall boots where they're stuck. Hold still now.
Be careful with that knife. Please.
My gosh, it's dark in here, man. I think I can... There. I got it started. I can rip it the rest of the way. Ah, that's got it.
Oh, thank heaven. Let me out of here.
Now, wait till I get out first. Now, wait.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna rip. I'm stuck. Can you move?
Yes, yes.
Sardines. Sardines. There's only one thing a man can do in a case like this.
Yes.
Well, then let's do it.
Oh, my, Mrs. McGee. Hey, my, Mrs. McGee. Stop. Mrs. McGee loves you.
Good night.
Good night, all.